Leslie Smith on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures talking about the news behind the grain markets today and also your closing numbers here next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain markets today were steady to higher. Not much on the negative side today across the board here for the grains. Corn futures finished today up 4 to 4.5 cents. That put March corn at 357, about 4.25 cents off of their low. So a relatively strong day for corn futures. A brief look at the chart. This is the first update since about the 20th of December, still considerably below the 50-day moving average. We're about 13, 14 cents below that. So there's still some up room that the market could go here. Of course, hedge funds are still net short the corn futures. Now, wheat futures were higher today. They were the strongest market on the grains. March Chicago wheat up 10 cents, 478.5, settled a penny and a half off their high. Kansas City was up 10 even in March at 472.75, about 10 and 3/4 off their low. July 2016, new crop wheat up 10, 492.25. That market has bounced pretty good here, about the same as the corn, and are about 7 cents off the moving average there. Beans were the weakest contract today. Beans ended up 2.5 higher in January, but only a half to a penny higher on the further out months. That put March at 865.25, about 2 cents off of the low for the March soybeans.
We'll have more analysis right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else are traders looking at today?
Today's grain action was relatively light on the news cycle. Most of the action is driven off of what's going on around the world in terms of the world economy. The latest headlines out of China are moving markets here. I think the biggest picture, the biggest telling story is that the Baltic Dry Index is at a record low. It's the lowest it's been since they've been recording that, going all the way back to 1985. And what that would generally tell us is that world economic activity has slowed considerably. That's a good index of how much goods, dry goods, are moving around the world in terms of people buying and selling, countries manufacturing and exporting and importing dry goods. So overall, that is a pretty negative thing overall for the world economy. But then specific to the grains, we're looking at the Tuesday, January 12th, the USDA report is the next monthly report. That'll be 11 a.m. next week. Corn production is estimated for 15-16, 13.646, slightly lower than last month. They put the yield at 169.2. Bean production, 3.981, same as last month with a yield of 48.3, also the same as last month. That report will also give us the quarterly grain stocks and ending stocks in the U.S. and world.
That's Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how can people reach you?
877-431-9805.
In recapping your markets, at February live cattle down 65 at 132.87, April down 47 at 133.82, January feeder cattle 440 lower at 159.42, March down 362 at 157.32, February lean hogs 30 higher and at 59.85, April down 37 at 65.22. In the grain markets, March Kansas City wheat up a dime at 472.75, May up a dime at 482.5. March Chicago wheat also up a dime at 478.5. March corn 4 higher at 357. July at 4.5 at 369. January soybeans 2.5 higher at 879.5, with March up 3/4 at 865.25. March cotton down 3 at 61.40 with May down 6 at 62.06. That's your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.